This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here for another hour to answer as many of your gardening questions as possible. I am live. I am back. So definitely, if you have questions, call us. I'm back to answer. I know I had 5 weeks of pre-recorded shows. Did those early. I appreciate everybody who helped me with those. But I just, one of those things, just needed to get some things done, as I said, in the 8 o'clock hour. Lots going on. Hopefully, by the end of this, I'll have some better hearing. We'll see. But I know I'm already feeling better from a lot of it. I just, the head colds. I think everybody's sick, or at least my house has been sick since October. I don't know about you guys, but it's pretty much that way. Anyways, again, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Coming up a little bit, I'm going to reread Yes, Virginia, There is a Santa Claus. I think it's a great story, and give me a little bit to talk about. Take a look at the newsletter if you got it this week. It has that story in it, and it also has some information on what to do with the Christmas tree that we were discussing last hour. Great little things to be doing, great ideas. Just add on top of it, possibly, bringing to goat farms, right? Goats will take care of it, eat it, and the owners of those farms will love it. So definitely take a look at that when you're done with your Christmas tree. Don't just burn it or send it out to the dump or one of those things. Make sure it's getting reused, right? It's, we talked about a couple weeks ago, I can't remember which episode I did, but, Christmas trees obviously are regrown year after year. When Christmas tree farms cut trees down, there's a ton that are replanted the next season. Some balsam fir farms in, certain parts of Canada. Throughout, but I know the Mahoney's tree farm in Canada, Nova Scotia, they have a natural reseeding balsam fir farm where each year they have new saplings that pop up. And so it just automatically is rejuvenating it and just keeps growing year after year. So obviously you gotta, thin out some of these guys, but balsam firs can naturally regrow. So just some things to be thinking about. It's not all bad, right? It's not, cutting trees at Christmas trees is not clear cutting. It's actually probably more trees coming back than there were when they cut them. They do take between 7, 8, 10 years to grow to their full size that you're looking for. But, you know, they will help out. I think there's millions upon millions. I read it a while back, 30 million plus trees cut each year. But that many are regrown the next season. So the Christmas tree industry, you know, some people have it as, you know, it's bad for the environment. I'd say Christmas tree industry is probably one of the better because we're giving new oxygen levels to the air each year. And doing well. So, anyways, phone number here is 855-660-4261. We were talking earlier as well, just some plants that you could be giving out as gifts. Nice, easy, low-maintenance type plants, right? Saying, I wanted to give you something different, but something that you really wouldn't have to worry about. And you just give it, you know, give it out as a gift. And again, it's a ZZ plant, pothos, peace lily, philodendrons. You could do a snake plant, right? And those are all nice and easy. Don't need tons of water, tons of anything, tons of care. But it's a nice idea rather than something that's going to sit on the shelf. And a lot of garden centers will have them right now at the end of the season, ready to go. So. Now with all these plants, right, maybe it might be a great idea to see if the garden center has a sheet of information about them. So that when you give the plant, you don't just hand them a plant and say, here you go. You give them the plant. And you also give them the care instructions so you've done everything that they need to be successful. And so it's easier for them. Another thing, you know, say you're bringing in one of, home some of these plants for yourself. Okay? Best gifts are sometimes the ones you get for yourselves. But group them with your other plants. Group these houseplants. Make sure you explain to whoever you give the plant or, you know, explain to yourself. Putting these guys in groups will actually help them not necessarily feed off each other. They're not going to, like, feed, like, physically feed. But they're going to, the moisture themselves will feed off of each other based off of the humidity levels that you're making. Humidity is very important for our plants to keep them going. And so the humidity levels in there are better when the plants are grouped. It's also better when there's some moisture in the air. Because the moisture stays when there are all plants together. When it's just one, it's kind of hard to... I'm sorry. It's kind of hard to just constantly be spraying the plants. So grouping them holds that moisture together easier. And we've talked about moisture trays, right? Moisture trays such as using a plastic tray, putting some rocks in the base of it, and then filling it with water, placing it near the plants. That right there is going to bring moisture into the air, creating humidity. Humidity is key to growing these plants. And you think about it, the majority of these plants are in southern climates, southern areas, you know, and some of them are from rainforests that are super, you know, high humidity, moisture. That's all we're trying to do. So just keep that in mind. If you have questions, call us. Phone number 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we are the day before Christmas, so we're all a little, maybe a little tired, ready for the season to be over, and ready to be done with it. I know my kids, I've said it a few times, are just so excited right now for Christmas that they just can't get enough. They have been crazy, obviously, for the past couple weeks, but these past couple days, they are just ready. And let me just tell you, I'm ready for Christmas to be over as well. Anyways. So, some of the benefits, let's just say real quick, of a real Christmas tree. They actually absorb some of the carbon dioxide out there and other gases and will emit that fresh oxygen. It actually helps at the farm stabilize the soil, protect water supplies, and it will provide refuge for wildlife while creating great looking areas. Christmas trees are actually usually grown on all soils and most soils that don't support other crops, so they are beneficial. A few other things on the other side of the break about the great ideas and great reasons behind Christmas trees, so stay tuned for that. And if you do have calls, you can call us. Phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be back.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And you were talking about some of the benefits of, you know, Christmas trees, right? And, you know, the trees, like we were saying, are renewable. Right, a lot of the tree growers, and I wanted to get the number for you, so that's why I'm bringing this up, is for every tree that they cut, three new seedlings, you know, usually one to three new seedlings are planted after they harvest. So we could triple the amount of trees each year that were cut back, right? So they are filling. They are helping. They are doing a lot of great things. And again, it's every 6 to 9 years. So, you know, if it's 6 years, we're replacing the same number of trees that were cut down in like 2.5 years, 3 years. You know, that's pretty good. Again, the trees are all recyclable and that type of thing. You know, so it's definitely beneficial for the environment. And like I said earlier, they will grow on soil that is not usually ideal for most crops. So it's something to think about as well, because, you know, I'd rather have something growing than nothing. So think about that as well. So I wanted to also get the number, and I was pretty close. So each year, 25 to 30 million real Christmas trees are sold every year. So think about that. So if we do the 1 to 3 ratio, 30 million trees are cut down, 90 million trees are planted. I mean, that's pretty good. Right now, there are close to 350 million real Christmas trees currently growing on Christmas tree farms in the U.S. alone, all planted by farmers. Real trees, again, are recyclable, and they, an artificial tree contains that non-biodegradable plastics usually, so they can't do the same thing. Let's see, it can take up to 15 years to grow a tree, or as little as 4 years, but the average tree time growing is 7 years. Now in the U.S., the top Christmas tree producing states, Oregon, North Carolina, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Washington. So it's not uncommon to have Christmas tree farms in the areas. Let's see. Now the first, let's see, where is it? I had it marked. Since 1966 is when the first tree was in the White House for display in the Blue Room. So each year, they vote to select real Christmas tree grower who will provide the official White House Christmas tree. And they go all the way back and have, there's actually a list of who the winners are. They actually have next year's winner already coming out of North Carolina. And it's a native true fir that's coming out there. But you can look up all this information at realchristmastrees.org to get that information for you. Again, maybe we'll finish up a little bit with the history of the Christmas tree here. Way, way back in 1510 from Latvia, which was the first written record of a decorated Christmas tree. A lot of this is done in Germany, is where a lot of the Christmas tree came from, right? If you look at the history all the way up into the 1800s, the German settlers brought it over here. So, some cool information. Anytime, any questions, call us, 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA News Update. As Americans travel and pay for flights this Christmas Eve, Fox News reporting in Tucson, Arizona, at the airport, a special sign and a special line for illegals, non-U.S. citizens without passports. As the world prepares to celebrate Christmas, the town of Bethlehem in the West Bank canceling most of the city's traditional events. All this because of the war in Gaza. Hamas continues to hold more than 100 Israelis and a few Americans hostage since the terrorist attack back on October 7th. October 7th. And a deadly accident as a founding member of the group, the Dixie Chicks, Laura Lynch, killed in a head-on car crash in El Paso, Texas. Police say the 64-year-old musician died instantly after the driver of another car slammed right into hers. The other driver survived. Lynch, who was born in Texas, recorded 3 albums with the band before leaving in 1993. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I did it in the 7 o'clock hour. I want to do it again. I want to read to you the story of Yes, Virginia, There is a Santa Claus. As I said earlier, it's a childhood memory of mine to hear this. But it's a little bit, different than just, hearing it on, reading it on the internet, which the internet wasn't really around, right? Or seeing it on TV. This was around Christmas, we would always go with my dad into the station when he worked for RKO, right? And we would go in with him and listen to him do the show, and he would always have the gentleman who had the show after him, which was Gene Burns. And Gene Burns had an incredible voice. His voice was one of the best out there, and he always read this story. So it always reminds me, of those great memories as a kid when we were little and hearing them, right? So I read it more to bring back those memories, but more for others to hear it, because it's been going on since 1897. And this is a conversation between Virginia O'Hanlon and Francis B. Church. Virginia is an 8-year-old. Francis B. Church is the editor of the New York Sun. Now the story goes like this. Dear editor, I am 8 years old. Some of my little friends say there is no Santa Claus. Papa says, if you see it in the sun, it's so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? Virginia O'Hanley. Virginia, your little friends are wrong. They have been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe except they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their little minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men's or children's, are little. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant, and his intellect, as compared with the boundless world about him, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole of truth and knowledge. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist. And you know that they abound and give to your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would be the world if there were no Santa Claus. It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There would be no childlike faith then, no poetry, no romance to make tolerable this existence. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. The eternal light with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus? You might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your papa to hire men to watch in all the chimneys on Christmas Eve to catch Santa Claus. But even if you did not see Santa Claus come down, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus, but that is no sign that there is no Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. Did you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not, but that's no proof that they are not there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders there are unseen and unseeable in the world. You tear apart the baby's rattle and see what makes the noise inside. But there is a veil covering the unseen world which not the strongest man, nor even the united strength of all the strongest men that ever lived, could tear apart. Only faith, poetry, love, romance can push aside that curtain and view and picture the supernal beauty and glory beyond. Is it all real? Ah, Virginia, in all this world there is nothing else real and abiding. No Santa Claus? Thank God. He lives and lives forever. 1,000 years from now, Virginia, nay, 10 times 10,000 years from now, he will continue to make glad the heart of childhood. And that was written by Francis B. Church, editor of the New York Sun in 1897. Now, as I did before, I'm going to do it again. Here's a little bit about the exchange, right? Francis P. Church wrote this and was an immediate sensation and went on to become one of the most famous editorials ever written. Now, it first appeared in the New York Sun in 1897, so 126 years ago. And it was reprinted annually until 1949, when that paper went out of business. Now, years after the letter was printed, Virginia O'Hanlon recalled a lot of the events that made this happen. She said, "Quite naturally, I believed in Santa Claus, for he had never disappointed me. But when less fortunate little boys and girls said there wasn't any Santa Claus, I was filled with doubts. I asked my father, and he was a little evasive on the subject. It was a habit in our family that whenever any doubts came up as to how to pronounce a word or some question of historical fact was in doubt, we wrote to the question and answer column in the Sun. Her father would always say, if you see it in the Sun, it's so. And that settled the matter. Well, I'm just going to write to the Sun and find out the real truth, she said to her father. He said, go ahead, Virginia. I'm sure the Sun will give you the right answer, as it always does. And so that's how the famous exchange happened. Now, Francis P. Church had covered the Civil War for the New York Times and had worked for the New York Sun for many years prior. He was a sardonic man, had for his personal motto, endeavor to clear your mind of cant. When controversial subjects had to be tackled on their editorial page, especially those dealing with theology, the assignments were always given to Church. Now he had in his hands a little girl's letter on the most controversial matter, and he was burdened with the responsibility of answering it. Is there a Santa Claus? The childish scrawl in the letter asked. At once, Church knew that there was no avoiding the question. He must answer, and he must answer truthfully. And so he turned to his desk, and he began his reply, which was to become one of the most memorable editorials in newspaper history. Now, Church passed away just a few years later with no children, but his legacy lived on. Virginia O'Hanlon is actually well accomplished. She went on to graduate from Hunter College with a Bachelor of Arts degree. The following year, she received her master's from Columbia. And in 1912, she began teaching New York City school system, where later she became a principal. She worked in education for 47 years. And she always got letters about this editorial. And always, she replied with an attractive printed copy of Church's editorial. Sadly, in 1971, she did pass away. But this story continues for year after year. And I continue to bring it to you as I feel this is one of the best Christmas stories out there. Anyways, great story, great product that came out of that. I find as though some of the history of Christmas gets lost each year. We think more and more about what gifts to get and what to do with all of those. We're just those innocent children, what they're thinking about. Now, Virginia, when she wrote this, was 8. My oldest is 8. It just makes me wonder when we're going to start getting those questions. We can see them on the horizon. We can see them this year. But when does that innocence end, right? When do you have your, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus moment? Anyways, we got about 15 minutes left. If anybody wants to call with any questions, you can call us. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we are back live this week, obviously. We've been live for almost 4 hours now. It's been 5 weeks since I've been on the air with you guys. Again, I had some surgery to repair an issue with my ear that actually required me to stay out of any type of work for about 6 weeks, maybe a little bit more. I got the all clear Friday. Still a little tired, still a little beat up, still have some residual from everything, but I'm getting there. So that's why I was out. Had surgery, technically considered brain surgery because they cut into your head to get in there. But it is what it is. I'm okay now. Didn't want to bring it up prior. But as I said, the doctor said I'm clear. Full recovery here. Didn't lose any insights or any of those things. I still got those answers for you. But for those just joining us, I am back. I'll be back for the foreseeable future. Just needed to take that time. And it was the best time of year for me to do it, to rest. And I will say this. You know, I've always loved Christmas, but not get excited as much since I was a kid. But relaxing and watching everything go around me and being able to enjoy it with my kids and family has given me a whole new meaning behind Christmas. I'm excited to spend the day with my family tomorrow, with my girls and my wife. I'm excited for them to see the presents that they got. And it's that pure innocence and joy that you see in their faces when something great happens. Because of this, I got to spend some time. I went to my daughter's school the other day. Didn't tell her I was coming. They get to do a little crafts at school, and they asked for volunteers. And I went in. And when I came around the corner, the look on her face was of pure excitement. And so all these things bring me to the point where I say, yeah, this is all worth it. No, I've gone off the topic of Christmas a little bit here and the garden, but hey, what can you do? It's that time of year. We got one segment left. Any questions, call 855-660-4261. Be back in a few.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Trub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So
keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Just a few minutes left in the show. I want to say thank you for everybody who's listened. I want to say thank you to everybody who's listened all year. One more show left. We'll kind of maybe do a wrap-up next week. But, you know, I really didn't do a thankful for. And I'm thankful for all of you who listened and who have called in. And emailed, etc. I appreciate everybody who's done all those. And I will say it's this morning's been a long morning for me. This is the first time I have talked straight like this since November, the beginning of November. It's probably the most it definitely is the most work I've done since November. And as I was saying earlier, I'm tired. But I'm a good tired. This is a different tired than being tired from like a surgery like I had. This is a tired because I've been excited to be on the air with you guys. I'm excited to be back. I'm excited to enjoy the holiday season. But I'm excited to be talking with you as I always do every Sunday. So I'm excited. I am excited that I get to take another break for a bit, but it's been fun. It's been a great year with everybody who's listened. I am back. I'll be back live again next week. But again, I want to thank all of you for listening throughout the past couple of years with me. I've enjoyed it, and I enjoy it now. And I'm glad I got to read the Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus multiple times today. I think it's a great story, great meaning behind it, great thoughts behind it. You know, written in 1897 and still rings true today. So, you know, you got to deal with one of those questions. I think that's the way to go. Can't write to the sun anymore. It doesn't exist, but you could do something along those lines. Anyways, I did get an email a couple minutes ago from somebody by the name of Robin, just mentioning the ZZ plant and how it's not great for cats. 100% correct. I didn't mention all those details. I could go into details about what plants are pet friendly. But this one, I just wanted to do just a quick rundown. A lot of people will use those easy plants in like an office because they don't have much time. They're there to work. They're not there to play with the plants. So that, you know, that was one of the reasons why. And I didn't bring up the office aspect of it, but I appreciate Robin emailing out in regards to this. You know, take a look at the plants when you're buying them and seeing if any of them are pet friendly or not pet friendly, right? We don't want to harm our furry friends. Those are our buddies. I mean, I have my dog with me every Sunday morning that I do this show. She sits with me and rests and hangs out with me. I wouldn't want anything to happen to her. Just like I know you guys wouldn't want anything to happen to your cat or your dog or any other animal you have in the house. So keep that in mind. There's lists upon lists on the internet. But that might be a good question to ask at the store and say, hey, I want to get a nice, easy plant. But I want it to be safe for plants, for pets, because they have pets in the home. Boom. So anyways, Robin, I appreciate that. I did want to mention it. Anyways, got about a minute left. one more group of thank yous out there. I want to say thank you to Karen and the crew from Natural Alternative for helping me out the past couple weeks with a few of the shows. My brother Jason for helping me out with one of the shows. That show was on November 19th. That was an awesome show. Gave me excitement, gave me everything. Just awesome. So look back at it off the GCN network. Go to our website at paulparent.com and look at the podcasts. Go to some of the old ones. Scroll down. Try to find November 19th. It's the third hour or the 8 o'clock hour. And my brother Jason and I have 1 hour together, and it is awesome. Also, thanks to Nathan for putting up with all those episodes and coming in and helping me out with all those. I appreciate all that. I appreciate all of you. Merry Christmas to all. And as always, be good to each other and get out there, plant something. We'll see you next week. Merry Christmas.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.